The American consumer is alive, but I wouldn't say exuberant. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. American consumers spent only a bit more in October compared to September. The increase of 0.1% is the second meager increase in a row. Let's get some economic context here from David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at JP Morgan Funds.
If you put it all together, the American economy is growing at a moderate pace. That's really all it's been doing all year long. It's kind of like a car which only has the first two gears working, so you can never quite get it into third or fourth. But it is moving steadily forward. The consumer spending numbers look a little bit soft, but there's a lot of online sales that I'm not sure that the Commerce Department is catching correctly. And also, you've got to look at this in real terms. I mean, with gasoline prices down year over year, inflation very low year over year, in real terms, these consumer spending numbers look somewhat better than they do in nominal terms.
So you don't think that the policymakers at the Federal Reserve will look at the new data today and change whatever their impulse was going to be anyway?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we also this morning got very low unemployment claims again, just 260,000. So the labor market's very tight. I think it's getting tighter. The trade numbers looked a bit better yesterday. So overall, this economy isn't growing fast, but it is still growing faster probably than its long-term trend. That's tightening the labor market, and I think that does give the Federal Reserve reason to raise rates in December.
David Kelly at JP Morgan Funds, thank you very much.
Anytime.
Russia's state-controlled natural gas company today stopped sending the fuel to Ukraine, a country with which Russia is generally unhappy. 2 months ago, the two countries worked out a deal requiring Ukraine to pay in advance for the fuel. It didn't in this case. The BBC's economics correspondent Andrew Walker is following the story from London.
One of the consequences of the conflict with Russia, quite apart from the strains that introduced into this purely commercial gas relationship, is that Ukraine is finding an awful lot of difficulty in finding the cash to keep things turning over. It's not altogether surprising that they're finding a little bit of difficulty in meeting these prepayment requirements. Their stocks of gas at the moment are reasonably abundant, so I don't think we're going to see the supplies being turned off to Ukrainian consumers in the immediate future. It's been a relatively mild winter so far, so it may be that upfront payments right now to Gazprom are not that high a priority.
Russia's big economic challenge is not Ukraine's unpaid bills, but the low price of crude oil, which is down another 2.4% today in New York trading. Let's see here. It's at $41.83 a barrel.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Organic Valley, family farmers committed to the craft of sustainable farming, bringing Holiday Bakers organic milk, cream, butter, and eggs for over 25 years. Organic Valley, bringing the good. And by Wix.com, empowering business owners to create their own websites. More about creating a website is online at Wix.com. Marketplace's coverage of wealth and poverty issues is supported by the Ford Foundation, working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. More at FordFoundation.org.
Thoughts turn to travel on this busiest of days. My friend Mark Orlowski does important work in the nonprofit world, but I'm always amazed at his hobby, getting ridiculous deals using the points he accumulated on his cars and his airlines. I thought I would impress him with the cheap tickets I got for a three-legged trip, Detroit, Myrtle Beach, New York, that used frequent flyer points. And Mark just laughed at me, so I sat him in a studio to continue the conversation, and his assessment wasn't pretty.
Oh, man, it's terrible. I can't believe, you used all those points on such an easy, simple 50, trip.
50,000 points. I saved $562. That is a success.
Yeah, I guess. You could have used a lot less points to get a similar or identical itinerary, or paid cash and used those points for something, much more valuable.
But I regard the 50,000 points I spent on this transaction as funny money.
But wouldn't two or three or four times as much funny money for each of those points be better than the amount of funny money that you were able to get? If you're getting points and you're redeeming them for, let's say, worth about one penny per point, you're getting a pretty bad deal. You should really be looking to get at least two or three times that value.
So what were my alternatives if this was such a bad deal?
There's a lot of different options. And so if you're collecting membership rewards points from Amex, you can use those for frequent flyer miles, or you can use those to redeem for tickets. So what you really want to do is ideally have some points that you can use for when you want to redeem with an airline, for example, Delta, when the airline is asking too many frequent flyer miles for that. For example, those same Amex points, you could have transferred them to Air Canada and flown anywhere in Europe from the U.S. business class for only 45,000 points and about $75 in taxes and fees. In the U.S., Delta oftentimes charges a lot more miles to fly domestically than some of the other airlines. United and American are generally oftentimes offer better values. But if you transfer those American Express points over to British Airways, you can get short-distance American/U.S. Airways flights for only 4,500 points. So we probably could have gotten you on your trip and that same itinerary for half the number of points, let you save the other half for your next trip, or to fly to Europe in business class.
You went to a place a little more exotic than Detroit with what, 50,000 points also?
Yeah, last summer my girlfriend and I decided to take a trip to the south of France. The total cost for the trip was under $1,000. And I flew over business class from Boston. One way would have been about $4,500. But instead, I redeemed only 30,000 points.
You got that on 30,000 points?
Yes.
And I'm paying $50,000 to Detroit?
Exactly.
I always feel worse after talking to you, Mark, on these subjects. But it all requires that you devote perfectly good summer evenings to sitting on the couch looking through the fine print of all these cards?
No, not really. I mean, there's a few basic cards that all offer their own sort of points currencies that you can either redeem directly for airfare on any airline or that you can transfer into airline frequent flyer miles. If you have a very cheap flight that you don't want to pay for out of pocket, using some of those credit card points can be a great way to cover that cost without having to use your frequent flyer miles that are a lot more valuable.
What should we call him? The maven of miles? The prince of points? I know, the card sharp. Mark Orlowski also runs a nonprofit that works to make colleges more sustainable. Mark, thank you. From studios at Montclair State University in New Jersey with the New York Bureau getting an overhaul, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.